But for now, to round off this month's Naked Genetics, it's time to explore another quirk of evolution. You join me in the tropical, near-coastal waters of the Pacific Ocean. More specifically, right at the surface. The pelagic zone of the ocean is one that sees immense turnover on a daily basis, as the abundance of sunlight and tidal currents cause an unimaginable number of microorganisms to float through. Staying on the surface is a banquet in a very open ocean, providing you can do two things. One, you can be sustained by jellyfish and hydrozoa, and two, you have some means of staying at the surface. This group of unrelated organisms that occupy the niche of surface water, or just below it, are called neustans. They employ a range of tactics and adaptations. Most things can just inherently float, like the Portuguese man of war. Pond skaters do so by not breaking the surface water tension with their legs. And then we come to the curious case of Janthina janthina, the violet sea snail. The violet sea snail is a beautiful organism, as snails go. A shell consisting of light purple shading on the spire, down to even deeper purple on the ventral side. It measures about 4 centimetres by 4 centimetres, a colossus in the Neustan world. But looks only get you so far in the animal kingdom. It's still a snail, so it isn't exactly fleet of foot, singular, and it can't swim, which is suboptimal for an ocean dweller. So if you can't float naturally, you're going to have to make your own raft. At the surface of the ocean, alongside all that food and also a trillion billion bits of microplastic, are air bubbles, pockets of O2 that haven't yet burst and joined the wider atmosphere. And the violet sea snail makes use of these in a truly extraordinary way. By wiggling its foot to and fro, this snail produces mucins, slime-esque proteins that come out of epithelial tissues. These mucins are amphiphilic, that is a complicated word for saying they love water and fat, so they stick to the snail and water. But they'll also trap air. So, by lassoing air bubbles with its own goop, this snail can hang upside down on the surface of the sea and catch a meal as it floats on by. But what if someone were to find it? Surely hanging out at the surface whilst being unable to escape is just asking to be snatched up by a hungry mouth. Or did you think those purple shadings were just for vanity's sake? This snail is not just a pretty face, no. This is a remarkable case of reverse counter shading, which I guess could just be called shading. For those out of the loop, many marine organisms, ranging from great white sharks to penguins, have a white tummy and a dark back. The deep sea is dark and the surface is bright. Therefore, anyone looking at your white tummy from below won't see you against the surface, vice versa, anyone looking at you from above won't see you against the dark of the seafloor. This is countershading, simple but brilliant. So why does the snail have a dark tummy and a light back? Because it feeds upside down, meaning the colours have to be flipped. Reverse countershading. I could go on about this wild seafaring snail, how it changes sex halfway through its life to accommodate its eggs, how it can raft in groups to make even bigger flotation platforms. But the take-home message is this. If anyone ever says that you aren't suitable for a role, kindly let them know that a humble snail is thriving perfectly well at the surface of the big blue sea.